of Ma'aseh Behemah. The first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behemah. Rosh Hashanah means that the animals that were born before that have to be 10 animals to give Ma'aseh Behemah. If you have 5 animals that were born before Elul and 5 animals born after Elul, you can't be mitarif them together. Hey, it's the Rosh Hashanah, the new year is called Elul. The animals have to be 10 that are either born 10 before Elul or 10 born after Elul. We have Elazar, we have Shimon Aymin. The Echad B'Tishrei. No, the Rosh Hashanah of Ma'aseh Behemah is Echad B'Tishrei. And animals born before that go together. Animals born after that go together. Benazza Yoyimah is Mesupik. Fa'elulim Misasim Efna Yatzlam. Benazza is Mesupik. What's the real Rosh Chodesh for Ma'aseh Behemah? Elul or Tishrei. Therefore, we said any animal that's born during Elul has its own halacha. If you only take off Ma'aser from 10 animals born on Elul, you can't be Mitzarf Elul with either the month before, because you have the suffix, maybe the beginning of Elul was the Rosh Chodesh. And you can't be mitzarif the ones born in Elul with the ones born later, because maybe Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was the Rosh Chodesh. So since it was the Rosh Hashanah. So since Benazah is Mesupik, which is the real, which begins the new year for Ma'aseh Behemah, so the ones born in Elul have to be done by themselves. You only give Ma'aseh Behemah if you have 10 born in Elul itself. Amar Rav Huna, time of the Rav Meir, Ad kan hei mismatzos leilul min harishonos. It's up until Elul, that's the time when all the animals that gave birth, became pregnant from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, already gave birth. Mikan v'yelach hei maschilus leilat min hachadoshes. His wife says, the real month is Nisan. So anyone that gives birth after Elul, the pshatas that became pregnant after Nisan, they're considered from the next year. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabun b'shem Rav Chunan. Time of the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, what's their time that they say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Why do they say another month? The Pasuk says, lovush korim atzayim. Elo ha'bchiris, those are the ones that give birth first. The Yambokim Yatubor, the ones in the valley. Elo ha'fel is the one that give birth later. Is Yisroel after Yeshiru means Elo v'Yel nechnasim v'Yel asasher. They both get together. They both come together to give ma'aser together. So therefore he says the ones born during Elul, even though those are later ones, they also get to mix together the ones born before Elul. Therefore they hold the Rosh Chodesh is first Tishrei. So the animals born late in Elul go together with the animals born before Elul. So the new ones and old ones both could be put together. So that's the raya they hold, that the real Rosh Chodesh first starts from Tishrei. An animal born after Tishrei has its own category. You have to start counting Ma'aseh Behemah from then. On the Benazah, Benazah says no. Hoyo v'elu oimim kach. Since Reb Meir says one way, v'elu oimim kach, and Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon say another way, and yiyu ho'elulim misasim of Yatzvon. So Benazah is mesupik, which month is the real Rosh Chodesh? Therefore, the animals born on Elul is a suffix. Does it go connected with the old month or with the next year? Therefore, you have to give Ma'aseh Behemah by they themselves. Well, Kate said, how does this apply? Five animals are born to you in the middle of Av. Vehei be'Elul. And 5 animals are born to you in the middle of Elul. Vehei be'Tishrei. And 5 animals are born to you in Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, in the month of Tishrei. Is according to Benazai, Ein mitzarfin. They're not mitzarf together. The ones in Elul, we have a suffix if they belong to the ones before or they belong to the next ones. So neither of them could be taken off Ma'aseh Behemah. There's no din Ma'aseh Behemah in such a case according to Benazai. But Shaykh, according to the other ones, there is. Either the ones in Elul are mitzarf with the 1-5 in Tishrei, or else they're mitzarf with the 5 in Av. So according to the other man, Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, and Reb Meir, you have Ma'aseh Behemah. But according to Benazai, in such a case, there's no Ma'aseh Behemah. What about Nerdot Loi Behemah Tishrei? 5 were born in Tishrei. The Hei Bav and 5 were born Beyav, Harelo Mitzarfin. They're Mitzarfin because they're in the same year. Heis Av and Tishrei is in the same year. So therefore you have these 5 born the same year, you give off Ma'aser from them. So tomorrow, Benazai Machri al Dibri Tamidov. What's the shot to say Benazai is Machri between his Tamidim? It doesn't make sense. Benazai is saying, I don't know who to hold like, so I'm saying my own sheet in between these two. Heis Reb Meir and Reb Lezer was Tamidim from Benazai. It doesn't but say he's a Machri between his Tamidim. And the Gemara, also, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Meisha, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, Shekein Nechlechu Alei Avos Olam. The Pshat is not only a Machlokes here; it's a Machlokes other Tanoim also. And Meila Benazai is saying, I'm being Machri between those 3 Dika Tanoim. Oman, you know, who are those Tanoim? Avos, who are these Avos Olam? Tana, Rabbi Yoina, Kumi, Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Kiva. It was a Machlokes Rabbi Yishmuel and Rabbi Kiva also. Exactly which month is the Rosh Chodesh to count the new year for Ma'aseh Behemah? Ba'kol Ponim, one of them was Rabbi Kiva, and Benazai says, Amachriya b'neim. So the Gemara, Zoysimers, from here to Raya, Benazai, Chobar v'Talmud Hoyer Rabbi Kiva. Even though Benazir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, he was also called a Chover. He was like an extra special Talmud, come out like a friend to Rabbi Kiva. Therefore, he didn't have to call him by his name, Rabbi Akiva. But in Taimur Rabbi, is Banash Omul Rabbi, Hayu V'Elu Om Rukach, V'Elu Om Rukach. If Stam Benazir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't pass Benazir to say, since they say like this, and they say like this, I'll see in between. He's saying over the name of Rabbi Kiva. He should have said, since my Rebbe said like this. Like, how come he didn't mention his name? I should say, since my Rebbe says this way, and they say that way. But he only said, they say this way, they say that way. It's a riot that Rabbi Kiva Ben Azayin was not made like a Talmud to a Rebbe, to Rabbi Kiva, but rather like a Chover. He was like his friend. That's why he didn't have to call him by his Rebbe. Yeah. Reb Abba b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchok shom alom en hador. I have the same riot that Ben Azayin was a special friend of Rabbi Kiva from another riot. Because the Mishnah Bala Basra says like this, Omalei ben Azai, ala chalukin oinu mitzarim. It's enough to say I have a shrek between the machlekes b'sham and b'sillo over there. El shabos l'chalek oleinu es hashovin. Hey, you Rabbi Kiva want to make something shver that what you're saying now, we held until now, that both b'sham and b'sillo are moida to it. They're both shovin. It's up until now we thought certain halach is shovin, they both agree. Now you're coming and telling us something to make them argue. So Zaysimas from here also, since ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, he didn't call him by a Rebbe. He didn't call him by the name Rebbe. He just said, El Shabbos, you're coming. Like you should have said, El my Rebbe is coming. How come he just said, Lashon El Shabbos? He's like, Semes, when you're at Sarayam, Ben Azai, Chovev, Talmud, Hevel, Rebbe Kivam. Ben Azai wasn't just Tam, a regular Talmud, Rebbe Kivam, but he was a special Talmud. He was a Chovev, like he was a friend of him. Ain't Tem, because if not, Ain't Tem, isn't a question. Rabbi is Banash, Omel Rabbi, El Shabbos. Is it possible that someone should call his Rebbe with such a lashon to say, El Shabbos, you're only coming. L'chalik uleinu was a shoven. He should have said a nice lashon, my Rebbe. But since Ben Azai only said this lashon of, El Shabbos, it's a raya, Rabbi Kiva was not his Rebbe. Or at least he was at a status to be like a chavit to him, he didn't have to call him by the name of Rebbe.
Yeah. Alright, stop here. You're holding Daf Ches in the middle by the two dots. Yeah, in the middle of the Omid, the two dots. Tamon Taninen, we learned over there. A Gemara and Bechorus. Kol HaNeilodim Meyachot B'Tishrei. Any behemoth that was born from Rosh Hashanah, from the first day of Tishrei, Ad Chof Tes Belul, until throughout the whole year, until the end of the year, the last day of the year, to the 29th day of Elul, has a Rei Elul Mitztarfen. They're all together to the Aloch of Maise Behemoth. My Zabemer is, if you have 10 animals newborn that year, so you have 10 of them, you have to take out one of them from my Zabemer. Now they have to be born the same year. So here, from Rosh Hashanah until Chof Tos Elul, they're all mitzarev together. What about Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? 5 animals were born before Rosh Hashanah. Fehei Li'achar Rosh Hashanah. Then you have another 5 animals born to you after Rosh Hashanah. Is any mitzarefin? They can't come together to be Mechayev Yumai Zabemer, because you have to have them born the same year. You have to have 10 born that year. What about Hei Lefnei Hagorin? For Hei Liachar Hagorin? Now, throughout the year, we had the Mishnah says there are 3 times of the year that the Rabbanan said, now's the time to take off Maisa Behema. The same way there are 3 times a year to take off from the Truma Talishka for the Shkolim, the same 3 times is the Inyam of the Rabbanan to take off Maisa Behema. By before Isa Pesach, it's 15 days before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkis. So those are only Zmanim of the Rabbanan. So let's say you have 5 born before Pesach, and 5 born after Pesach, is a Rei Elul Mitzarfin. Then, when it comes to Pesach time, you don't have 5 animals, so you don't take Maisa Behema then. But when it comes, let's say, Shavuos, and then you do have another 5, then you have 10 together, now there's a Chiva take off Maisa Behema. Because they're born the same year. Even though one is before Pesach, one is after Pesach, that's only Midrabbon and his man went to take the Maisa Behema. But it's still considered it's born throughout that year that you have 10 now. Omri Abi Yossi. Hodo Amrit, that you say, Maise Behema, Loi Osa Oisa, the Rabbanan did not make the Aloch of Maise Behema, Loi Kechonot, for Loi Kishlish. It's not that the Aloch is of Tfuah. Kechonot means by trees. We say, when is the Maise, when you take off like Paris of trees, like the Rosh Hashanah of trees is Tu Bishvat. So the Shalom is, how big does the fruit, the Paris have to be? Chanot means when it starts to blossom already. If you have the fruits that are starting to blossom, that's called on Tu Bishvat is from last year or it's from next year. For loy kishlish, by tfuah there's halacha when you give up trumas and maestris, when the tfuah was grown the shlish.
If it was fully grown, one shlish, grown, that means it's edible, that's the time you go bosa trumas and maisuris. Again, if it's maisurisha and maisusheni, you go bosa shlish. So those are the two shirum we have by fruits. Either you go bosa chanota when the fruit first starts to grow, or else by tfu, you go bosa when it's fully grown, edible, at a third ripe. So say now by maisa bang, by animals, we don't go bosa either one of the two. Why not? In time of kichonet, if you want to tell me you go bosa chanota, like when the fruit first starts to grow. So by animals, you should also say, listen, call him muborim. You just say when the mother was pregnant. If you want to know when the animal starts, that's called when the mother was pregnant with the animal. So you should have said that any pregnant animal, may echad v'tishrei, from this Rosh Hashanah, ad esrim v'teisha b'yelul, until the end of that year, till the 29th day of Elul, they're all mitzarif together. As we just learned, it's totally when they give birth. It does not totally when they become pregnant. So it's not doimet techanota like by a tree. By a tree, we don't go bosa when the fruit is completely grown. We say chanota when it starts to blossom. So by animals, we don't say the shear is when it's blossoming, when it's pregnant, but rather you say when it's born. And ein teme kashlish, you also do not say count this year from Eishte Behemo, from shlish, mean when the behemo is fully, when the peris are fully grown, which would mean they're edible there, because here, by Eishte Behemo, listening, you should have learned like this. If you meant to say it's fully grown, that means you could use it now for a korban, you should have said, kol hanerlodim ad eskrim bushnayim velu. Anything that's born from Rosh Hashanah on until the end of the year, but what should be the end of the year? The 22nd day of Elul. Why? Because Allah is the first 8 days when a behemoth is born, the first 7 days you can't use it for carbon. It says 7 days it has to be with its imoy, and first the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So if you want to say kishlish would mean like when time when it's roy to be used. So an animal, this mice to behemoth, you bring it for carbon, it's not usable till 8 days, the 8th day later. So it should have said just, any animal that's born, that year means, if it's born, any animal born from Rosh Hashanah onwards, until like 8 days before the next Rosh Hashanah. Should have said until Esrim Mishnayim, until the 22nd day of Elul. How come you're telling me now until the 29th day of Elul? The Churb, it's born the 29th day of Elul, it's not roy to be used for korban that year. So you see, you don't have like a shlish to stay a time that it's usable. Say Nechnami. So first of all, I want to say, Rabbi Simla B'Shem Rabbi, Bibi Rabbi Chia, Kishlish also oisa. No, it's not true. They made Maisa Behema, the Shurim is just like a shlish of a tfuam when it's right to be used. How could you say the animal that's born the 29th day of Elul is included in last year's crop? I was born today the 29th day. You can't bring it for carbon for another 7 days. You have to wait. It has to be 7 days with its mother. First, the 8th day you could use it for carbon. So Mar says, I'll tell you, maybe we'll go according to Rabbi Shimon. Goes according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. To Yom Rabbi Shimon, Mechusas Man Nichnas Labir Lissasar. He says, no, even though an animal is a Mechusas Man, it didn't come the time, it's not 8 days old, but you put it into the deer Lissasar. It's considered now, like if you have 10 animals, and this animal was just born yesterday, you ladder put it into your corral, and from these 10 now you count, and the 10th one coming out will be roy for the Maisa Behemah. But you ladder put a one day old animal into the corral for Maisa Behemah. So it's good, it's totally when it gave birth. That's called Kishlish, because when it gives birth, it's roy to go in for Maisa Behemah. More, come Rabbi Moni got up, like he also holds, in Rabbi Simoi, he holds with Rabbi Simoi. Omalei said like this, Adomato Chodemilsa. You just said this thing. You just said over this halacha to say, well, we go according to Reb Shimon, that's why it's good, why we count Maisa Behemah from the last day of the year, the 29th day of Elul. An animal born the 29th day of Elul is included in the last past year. So yes, Tamon Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah, Tamon Tanin, we learned over there, that Benazai Yoimer, Benazai Schidish was now Mishnah, Hoelulim. And all the animals that are born during Chodesh Elul is Mas'asrim L'Yatzman. You only have to give Maisa Behemah if you have 10 born in Elul itself. So the Mishnah said, Ben Azai was Mesupik, what is the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behemah? Is it Echad B'Tishrei or is it Echad Belul? He was Mesupik. We had a Machlekes in the Mishnah. Ben Azai is Mesupik what the Locher is. So any animal that's born in Elul, we don't know which year it should be. Does it belong to last year or does it belong to next year? So therefore, you have, in order to give Maisa Behemah from the animals born during the month of Elul, you have to have 10 animals born now in Elul. So Mamona Shach is the same year. But if you have five in Elul and five from before Elul, it's no good. Because maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul is the beginning of the next year. So it's not included in the past year. And if you have five in Elul and five in Tishrei, it's also no good. Because maybe Elul is from last year. That was Ben Azai Shita. Ben Azai Omrim Ha'alulim, all the animals born during Chodesh Elul, is Misatzvun Liatzvun. You only give Maisa Bein if you have 10 born throughout the Chodesh Elul. So now, Loi, even it doesn't Ben Azai say, Afilu Noilad Ad Esrim Atishav Elul, even though the animal was born the 29th day of Elul, like you had 8 animals born at the beginning of Elul, and the 9th one, or the 9th and 10th, the last two were born on the 29th day of Elul, still you could give Maisa Beimah from then. And what do you have to say according to you? Islach Lameima, you're going to have to tell me, Ben Azai Krebi Shimon, that Ben Azai also goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Because you want to say that Maisa Beimah is like a Shlish. You only include animals for Maisa Beimah when they're roy to be used. The question one, if he's born 1 day old, he's not ready to go for korban. So you want to say we go according to Reb Shimon Shita. So that was good to say the Mishnah one time goes according to Reb Shimon, it's okay. But you want to tell me Ben Azai also goes like Reb Shimon, that this is a kasha. For like Rabbonin, like shouldn't Ben Azai go according to Rabbonin? Like it's a machlekes for Reb Shimon and the Rabbonin. Reb Shimon holds that an animal 1 day old could go into the corral to be mitzara for Maisa Behemah. The Rabbonin say nothing doing. You have to wait till it's 8 days old, till it's roy to be used for korban. Then you bring it into the corral. So how could you say Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon, not like Rabbonin? It's not mitzara like that. And so Elamai, you want to still tell me that even according to Ben Azai, that Maisa Behemah is lashlish when the animal is completely ripe. And Ben Azai says if it's born the 29th day of Elul, it could also be mitzara. Satakasha, why? The 29th day of Elul is only 1 day old. It can't be brought for carbon today. And it's not Nistava Ben Azai holds like Reb Shimon and not like Rabbonin. So Terence is like this. Kamod the Yat Omer, the Yat answers like this. Al the Rabbonin menichen l'shono habor. They misaskrin in b'nei shenosin. But Yat the answer is even according to Rabbonin Shita. That no. That even though the animal 1 day old cannot go into the corral now to make Maisa Behemah. You have to wait till it's 8 days old. But still it's no kasha. Even according to Rabbonin Shita, that the animal can't go into the corral to make Maisa Behemah until 8 days later, the pshat is though, any animal born that year is like one group. So even though let's say it was born the last day of the year. So true, right now you can't make a Maisa Behemah. Because this last animal is only 1 day old, it's not roy for carbon. So what you have to do is wait till 8 days from now, even though it goes into the next year. And from 8 days from now, now you have 10 animals that are roy to be brought for carbon, and all these animals were born that past year, you could use it for Maisa Behemah. In other words, we're being chosen now. You don't have to say we hold like Reb Shimon Shita. Even according to Rabbonin, it's also good. That's what we're answering now. Ad Rabbonin, even according to Rabbonin Shita, Menichen L'shanabu, an animal born the last day of the year, true, that's the 10th animal, you can't take off Maisa Behemah now. It's not roy for carbon, you have to wait. They misaskrin in B'nei Shnosun, wait 8 days later, and then you'll take off Maisa. Kat Omar, Kat At Omar, the same thing you say, out of Ben Azai, according to Ben Azai Shita, the same svarim. Menichem Megurin Habor, an animal born the 29th day of Elul, so right now you can't take off Maisa Behemah, because since it's only 1 day old, it's not roy for korban, you can't do anything with it right now. So you have to wait till after, till 8 days from now. Then Misaskrin in B'nai Elulim, 8 days from now you have all these 10 animals that were born throughout the Chodesh of Elul, now you have 10, now take off Maisa Behemah. But not like Reb Shimon Shita, you could take off Maisa Behemah right now in a 1 day old animal. No, you have to wait 8 days till the animal is roy for korban, and then you take off Maisa. But our koponim, we go boss as the man when it's born. At the day it's born, if it was born that year, you have 10 animals born throughout 1 year, there's a mitzvah Maisa Behemah. Omer Reb Yechiya, Zois Tameris, from here we see that Yomim Shavachor, the same halacha is by Yibachor. Alocha is a Bechor, they're supposed to bring it for a Korban, a Bechor. Now you're supposed to bring it its first year old. Throughout the first year when it's born, that first year is supposed to bring it for a Korban. After a year, it's no good anymore. So what's considered a year for a Bechor? Is Zaysenera, Shah Bechor, Mechusas Man Behen, Oilen Loyal Tershinosei. That you don't go boss to 8, that don't say the year starts like it's born today. First wait 8 days till it's roy for Korban, and now you have a complete year. No, we go boss to the day it's born. The first day that it's born, even though right now it's not roy for korban, or b'chor, an animal that's born, you can't bring it for korban the first day, you have to wait at least 8 days, still, right now is oydun le l'tesh shenosei. We say that you could bring a b'chor for an animal only throughout its first year. What is considered its first year? From the day it's born. even though the first 7 days you can't use it for korban, so what? You go both of the days born. The same way we're saying by Maisa Behema, that even though the Maisa Behema can't be bought for korban until it's 8 days old, still we say that 1 year of Maisa Behema is totally when the animals are born. If you have 10 animals born that year from Rosh Hashanah until Chof Tas Belul, you have 10 that year, you can take off Maisa Behema. Even though the one born 29th day of Elul is not Roy yet, you have to wait 8 days. So what? You go both of the days born. The same thing for the Mitzvahs Bechor. You go both of the day it's born. From then on, you have 1 year. And Omer Rabbi Mono, Omer Rabbi Yoina, that Abba, Shomali Min Hador. Abba taught me the same halacha from this pasuk. The pasuk says, Kol HaBechor Asher Yivoli. Any Bechor that's born to you, any Bechor of an animal that's born to you, is HaZocher Taktish. The Zocher, you should make a Kaddish. So the kasher is, what do you mean you have to be Maktish to Bechor? HaKetzad, Lechur, the animal is Kaddish by itself, like B'nei Ima, if it's born, it has Kedusha by itself, a Bechor. What do you mean you have to be Maktish it? HaKetzad, what does the pasuk mean? You should be Maktish to Bechor. That means to tell us that Mishash Le'dosoy at Moina Loishon Shona. The Torah is teaching us that the day that it's born, from now on you have 1 year to bring it for korban. And don't think since the first 7 days you can't bring it for korban anyway, those are not included, you count the year after the 7 days. No, that's the Chiddush. That Asher Yevolid, as soon as it's born, he's Zocher Taktish. As soon as it's born, the Zocher has a Kedusha on it, that now starts counting its year. Now the comment is the last line here. Okay, son. Sheyaktish Bechor, we mean you have to be Maktish to Bechor. Hamemeya Imai Hu Kodesh, it has Kedusha from its mother's stomach when it's born. El Olam to teach us. Mechi Yevolid, Taschil Limnois Kedushosoi, Tishnosoi Maschum Yem Shenelid. The year of a Bechor, that you have that first year to bring it for Korban, when does the year start? The day it's born. That's the day, that's the time that the Zman starts for that year. The day is born. So at the Mishnah. Pisholosh Kupois, with three different baskets. Shel Sholosh Sholosoin. Each basket had, it was a big basket that you could hold three saws inside it. Is Terminet Lishcha. That's the way they used to go to the Lishcha, means a special room they have in the Beis HaMikdash, that they used to put all the Machzis HaShekel that they collected from all the Yidin, they put it together in this one Lishcha. And now we had the Mishnahs before, three times throughout the year, that the Beis HaMikdash, they went down to this room, the Lishcha, and they took a Truma. They took out money from this Lishcha, and this is the Lacha, they put it into, at each time, they took three baskets, each basket held three saw in it, and that's the way they took out the Truma at three different times of the year. The first time was the Praise of Pesach. 15 days before Pesach, that's when Shredish Nisan, that's when they took out the Truma, the first Truma Talishcha. So again, the Sholosh Kuplas, they went there with three baskets, Shel Sholosh Sholosh Soin, each basket had three soin it, is Terminesh Lishcha. That's why they took out, like the Truma, they took out the money from the Lishcha. Now the Mizrahi and the Chumash learns the Pshat from the Truma Talishcha is, that the Truma Talishcha is, that everybody gives the Machta Shekel, and from your money now, they're going to buy the Karbonis this coming year. It's called the Karbon Tzibul. They bought the Karbon HaTomid in the morning for the Karbon HaTomid in the afternoon. It's called the Karbon HaTzibul. A Karbon Tzibul means that this came from Gans Klai, so they paid for it. So according to Kasher is now, when they take the Truma, they take out these three buckets full of money. So there's a lot of money that's still left over in the Lishka. So according to Kasher, the money they get now, let's say it's 10% of the Eden. So how do you call all the time the Karbonis? The Karbon Tzibul, the Chur is only one-tenth, only the people's money that went here right now, their money like is included, they're buying the Karbonis now. What about the other people's money that get left over in the Lishka, they're not taking it now, how do they get a chelik in the Karbon Tzibul? So Mizrahi learned this a new din, that Bishas Truma, when the Bezdin goes and takes this bucket full of the Machta Shekum, by taking the Truma, he's like the Mizakin now, this money for the whole Klai Yisrael, and it's considered that everybody has a chilek in the Karban Tzibur. And that's why it's Locha, Termin Alagovi. We make Truma, we have before, even if they didn't give the Machta Shekel yet. As long as you have Das to send it, or it's on the way, right now it's considered like you have a chilek in the Karban Tzibur. Because even though it's not really your money they're using right now, like we're asking the question, the first Truma, they only take out three buckets full here, and there's plenty of money left over. The Pshat is, that's a new din, the Pshat, to take the Truma, like the Bezdin now is being Mizaki, and this Truma, this money, goes for the whole Klai Yisrael. So everybody has a chelik in the Korban Tzibur. But the Pshat, they do it, the first time is the Pshat HaPesach, it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Term Nefelishkos, they took out these three baskets they use. The cost of Aleim Aleph Beis Gimel. On these three baskets, from the first basket they wrote an Aleph, the second one they wrote a Beis, the second one they wrote a Gimel. We have Yishmur Aleim Yevonis cost of Aleim. They wrote it in Greek, because that was the language they used to use then. Is Aleph Beis Gimel. They wrote in Greek, Aleph Beis Gimel. He says here, the Kavneda, Henry Gilim, but Yevonis used to be wrong when writing Greek. Dichsiv yafta lakim liyafis. Vyishkin biyol ishein. Yafifisha yafis yishkin biyol ishein. Vyenacholoshin yafis bibna yafis kimahe yivonis. That was their language then. Skisri wrote Aleph Beis Gimel. Now, why did they write this Aleph Beis Gimel? Because what they do is they're supposed to first use up the money from the first basket. And when that money is used up, then they use the second basket, then they use the third basket. There was a state that how you're supposed to use the money. So they had to have a sign to know what was the first basket, wait till you finish all that money, then you use the second basket and the third basket. So the Mishnah Chiddush, interesting. Ein ha-toyrim, the Kohen, or whoever, the one from Bezdin, that went into this room, the Lishka, to take out the money for the Truma, he did not go in, ein ha-toyrim nichnas loy be-paragud chofus. He couldn't go in with pants that have cuffs on the pants. Couldn't go in with like a cuff on the bottom of your pants. V'lei b'manu, you couldn't go in with shoes. V'lei b'sando, with sandals. V'lei b'tfilin, you couldn't even wear tefillin when you're going in. V'lei b'kfeya, not even this ornament. Why? Because we have a chash, people think maybe you're stealing money. Maybe when you go in to take out the money for Truma Zalishcha, you're going to pocket some money. You're going to put some money in your pocket. You'll put some money even in your tefillin. Adkadekafi, such a chash. Maybe inside there, the guy will open up his tefillin and stick some money inside his tefillin and come outside. So today there shouldn't be a chash. We don't let you go in with any type of pockets, any type of hems, that people shoes, that people shouldn't be chashed you. Maybe you're stealing the money. Why? Because Shem Yoni, maybe throughout this year later, when you come out, you'll become a poor person. The Yoni, people are going to say, May Oven Haleshcheheni. You know why this guy became poor? Because when he went into the Leshche, he stole money. And because of the Gezla, he became poor. Or Shem Yashir, maybe become rich. The Yomu people will say, Mitrumas Aleshcha Heshu. He became rich because he took money off the Trumas Aleshcha. At Kelekach. You know what's going on here? Because going Mamish into the base of Midish, into the Trumas Aleshcha, is wearing tefillin. Mamish tefillin. We have a chash, maybe he's going to open up his tefillin inside them and put money inside and steal it. That's why he can't go in wearing tefillin. Sha'odam Tzorech, said Mishneh, Sha'odam Tzorech, Lot Seishi, they have Briyais. A person has to be clean in the eyes of the people. Kiderech shu tzorach lost his yidei hamokim. The same way he has to be clean in the eyes of Hashem. Shenema the Pasuk says, V'yisem nikiyem mi-Hashem u-mi-Yisrael. It's not enough just to be clean from Hashem, that you say Hashem knows I didn't steal. No, you have to be clean from the other people also. Nobody shavach shash to think about you that maybe you stole. V'yem another Pasuk says, V'motzachem v'seichot toiv v'yeni elokim v'yodim. You have to be nice in eni elokim and v'odim also. Therefore, whoever went in to take the truma had to make sure there'll be no chashash, nobody would think maybe he's stealing the money. Yeah, right.
But it's enough
community.
We don't have to think
you're
taking it.
So tomorrow, Tamon Taninim, we learned over there, Mishnah Shabbos, that Nefanin Afilu Dalet V'Chomish Kupis. On Shabbos, if you have a room that you need, you have a guest came over to your house, you have to use this room now, or else you want to give a shear. And in this room, it's an oitzah full of baskets or barrels, and you want to clean out the room. So the Mishnah on Shabbos says you're allowed to clean out the room, even if you have four or five baskets there, you're allowed to take it out of the room. It's not a shalom from Tiruch on Shabbos. Reb Zeri Shor, Reb Zeri Yest the shalom, as Reb Yashi, yes, Reb Yashiya, Kamahu Shirin. How big are those baskets there that the Mishnah says on Shabbos, you're allowed to carry out even four or five baskets? How big are the baskets? Kamahu Shirin Shakupais. Is Omalei, he answered back, Nilmad, let's learn out, like from our mission here. Nilmad Sosim, and I'm a Purish. Let's learn out from